Sport on RTE Radio 1.
25 to 8, Porgs here with the sports news. What on earth is wrong with Liverpool?
The big question, Gavin. Yeah, Champions League action to begin with, and a pretty miserable run for Liverpool. All right, they lost 4-1 last night to PSV Eindhoven at Anfield, and we consider they lost 3-0 in their last two Premier League games as well.
Worst run of form since 1953, apparently. Yeah.
And it heaps the pressure on their manager as well, Arne Slot. The consensus in the RTE panel last night was that he's on borrowed time. Certainly if they lose next Sunday to West Ham, that he'll be heading for the exit gate, which is pretty dramatic
stuff. I wonder, are they grieving, Park?
Grieving
Diogo Jota. Like, it's a huge impact on a team to come back for a season after losing a teammate like that.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't underestimate the impact that can have on the group, all right, and that could well be a factor for sure.
But even for new players, and I know they spent a huge amount during the summer to come into a dressing room that wouldn't exactly be settled.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get some reaction to that game. Let's hear now from midfielder Curtis Jones, and he really was at a loss to explain their poor run of form.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm the same as everybody else. Just unacceptable, if I'm honest. As I said, yeah, I don't even have the words. I'm past being angry and sad to where I'm at the point now to where, like, I just don't have the words. I can't, you know, it's hard to actually find the words. You know, I'm playing from a player and a fan, and I'm seeing it like this, where, you know, from a long, long time, you know, I haven't experienced a team playing this bad and results like this. But at the end of the day, we've still got that badge on our chest, so until that badge goes, you know, we're always going to fight and try and get this team back to where it needs to, into there, be, and show the whole world why Liverpool is the best team in the world. But as of now, yeah, we're in the shit that needs to change.
Yeah, pretty blunt assessment there from Curtis Jones. And obviously, if the manager were to go, it would be pretty early after winning the league for him to go.
Not unprecedented, though. Leicester fired their manager within the first 6 months of winning, you know, an unprecedented league for them. And Mourinho was fired by Chelsea within the first 6 months of winning a league. I think they were 17th at the time. Liverpool are heading that direction, though. Yeah.
So Arne could be joining that group. We'll watch that space. But Arsenal, in contrast, they're doing really well at the moment. They beat Bayern Munich 3-1 in London last night to maintain their 100% record. A quiet return for Harry Kane, his side suffering their first defeat of the season in all competitions. Arsenal are now the only team in the competition with a maximum 15 points. They look all but assured of a place in the last 16. The holders, PSG, twice came from behind to beat Tottenham 5-3 at the Parc des Princes. PSG are second in the overall standings. Tonight, the focus switches to the Conference League. Shamrock Rovers host Shakhtar Donetsk at Tallaght Stadium, and Shelburne are away to Dutch side AZ Alkmaar. James Ryan has been handed a 3-week suspension after the red card he was shown for a high hit during Ireland's defeat by South Africa on Saturday was upheld by an independent disciplinary committee. The sanction could be reduced to 2 weeks, though, if Ryan completes an education programme. Ireland internationals Niamh O'Dowd and Brittany Hogan have left the IRFU's central contract system to play their rugby in England. O'Dowd is moving to Gloucester and Hogan is joining Sale. Joe Ryan has been nominated by the Tipperary County Board to contest the GAA presidential election in February. His nomination was unanimously agreed at last night's county committee meeting. The Ireland men's basketball team play away to Luxembourg in the Euro qualifiers this evening. Tip-off is at 6:30. And finally, Hockey Ireland has appointed Richard Fahey as its new chief executive officer. He previously held senior management roles at the FAI, Tennis Ireland and Cricket Ireland.